Mark, chapter 10. And he arose from there, and comes into the borders of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and multitudes come together to him again, and, as he was accustomed, he taught them again. And Pharisees came to him, and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Trying him. And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed to write a bill of divorce, and to divorce. But Jesus said to them, For your hardness of heart he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of the creation, male and female he made them. For this cause will a man leave his father and mother, and will stick to his wife. And the two will become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let man not separate. And in the house the disciples asked him again of this matter. And he says to them, Whoever divorces his wife, and marries another, commits adultery against her. And if she herself divorced her husband, and marries another, she commits adultery. And they were bringing to him little children, that he should touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was moved with indignation, and said to them, Allow the little children to come to me, don't forbid them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever will not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he will in no way enter in it. And he took them in his arms, and blessed them, laying his hands on them. And as he was going forth into the way, one ran to him, and knelt to him, and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? None is good but one, God. You know the commandments, do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Teacher, all these things I have observed from my youth. And Jesus looking on him loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack, go, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But his countenance fell at the saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one who had great possessions. And Jesus looked around, and says to his disciples, How hardly will those who have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus answers again, and says to them, Children, how hard it is to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished, saying to themselves, Then who can be saved? Jesus looking on them says, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left all, and have followed you. Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no man who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or lands, for the sake of me, and for the sake of the good news. But he who will receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. And they were on the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them the things that were to happen to him. Saying, Look, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, and will spit on him, and will scourge him, and will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise again. And there come near to him James and John, the sons of Zebedee, saying to him, Teacher, we want that you should do for us whatever we will ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want that I should do for you? And they said to him, Grant to us that we may sit, one on your right hand, and one on your left hand, in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You don't know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Or to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism that I am baptized with that you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for them for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be moved with indignation concerning James and John. And Jesus called them to him, and says to them, You know that those who are accounted to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it is not so among you, but whoever would become great among you, will be your servant. And whoever would be first among you, will be slave of all. For the Son of Man also did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his soul a ransom for many. And they come to Jericho, and as he went out from Jericho, with his disciples and a great multitude, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the wayside. And when he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out, and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still, and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he calls you. And he, casting away his garment, sprang up, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered him, and said, what do you want that I should do to you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him in the way.